Hey everyone, this is Deacon Ray from the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Monday, September 7th, 23rd week of Ordinary Time. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to a man with a withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they came enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Most of the time, we only know someone's intentions when they choose to share them with us. We cannot see into another person's mind or heart. We know that. But Jesus sees every soul clearly and knows every heart completely. So when someone came to him with deep faith, he knew it. And when someone approached him with hidden anger, he knew it. When someone had envy or bad intentions, he knew that too. In this gospel, Jesus knew exactly what was going on inside the scribes and Pharisees' minds. They were not watching him with openness or faith. They were looking for a reason to accuse him. So, Jesus exposed their hidden intentions. By healing the man with a withered hand on the Sabbath, he revealed both God's mercy and the hardness in their hearts. Instead of rejoicing that a man had been made whole, they became angry. Jesus knew their reaction would expose what they needed to face within themselves. So this passage invites us to look honestly at our own hearts. God already knows our thoughts and our motives and the intentions we sometimes hide even to ourselves. But he does not reveal them to shame us. He reveals them because he loves us and wants to heal us. Like the scribes and the Pharisees, we each have a choice. We can allow pride or anger or envy to harden us, or we can let Jesus show us the truth and lead us towards freedom. As we all know, today is Labor Day, which gives us a chance to thank God for the gift of work and for the people whose efforts serve others in quiet and faithful ways. This reflection reminds us that what matters is not only what we do, but the heart we bring to it. Whether our work is seen or unseen, paid or unpaid, God knows our intentions. He invites us to approach each task with humility, mercy, and a desire to do good, just as Jesus chose to restore life even when others were watching with hardened hearts. So your action of the day is tonight, before you go to sleep, take a quiet moment to look back on your day. Ask Jesus to show where you may have fallen short and think about how you could respond differently next time. Then ask Jesus, how would you have responded in that moment, or how should I have responded in that moment? Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. Happy Labor Day, and peace out.